Jason PJ.
Zidim's Jason PJ podcast. Zidim.
Hello and welcome to the podcast, our Valentine's Day podcast.
Yeah, special love themed podcast.
I'll be honest. No, don't worry.
No, come on, you can't do that.
No, it's going to sound bad.
Number one rule, you can't go, I'll be honest, and then not finish your sentence.
Okay. Thought we had other rules, like keeping shoes on in here and all that sort of stuff. Number three rule.
We've got a few rules.
Okay. Hey, can you do me a favour?
Yeah.
Can you stop using a toothpick in your teeth while we're recording the podcast?
Sorry. We got sent this this KFC chicken bouquet, and I love to – I don't floss my teeth enough, so when I get these little –
skewers.
Yep, skewers. I use them to clean out my teeth.
That's fine. You know the bit I don't like? When you think we're not watching and you pick a bit out of your teeth, you know what you do?
What?
You smell the skewer.
I know. It's how I know if my gum health is, like, good. I know it's gross. I need to go to the dentist.
No, you need to hold on to that boyfriend with two hands in a vice-like grip.
We're going to a restaurant tonight.
Let's all hope they don't have toothpicks.
They will. Yeah, it's going to be like a walk-in situation.
Yeah. I know it's risky. I love you to bits, but...
I know, it's ambitious.
You're fucking kidding if you think you're going to get a table on Valentine's Day.
But we went and tried to book a couple of places and they're all sort of booked out. They're like, just walk-in policy. So yeah. We're going to walk in.
Were you
in.
A bit like, oh, why are they booked out? Oh, it could be because it's the biggest night of the year for restaurants.
Yeah, I mean, look... We might end up at Macca's down the road, but we'll see how we
even
go.
Macca's, you got a book, mate. It's Valentine's Day.
That's actually quite true.
So look, enjoy the podcast, everyone. Coming up, we had a bit of fun with Valentine's Day. Secret Sound made an appearance as well, and we spoke rich kids' birthday parties.
And we talked about wanky orders.
Yeah. She's still using the skewer. It's freaking me out.
It feels so good.
How's your gum health?
It's not that good. I need to go to the dentist.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
I forgot to ask before.
What?
Did you...
Did I what?
You and Aussie romance.
Please don't do that clicking thing with your mouth.
Sorry. Well, I was going to say, do you guys do anything for Valentine's Day?
Oh, Valentine's Day.
You're a bit of a sucker for the day, aren't you?
No, I don't like to think I am, but then I can't help it. So I went to the supermarket. Well, no, you should.
Because I'll point out, last week I said to you and producer Alex, I'm like, hey, guys, when we're planning the show, I'm like, Valentine's Day next week, anyone do anything? And you guys are like, no one's into it. Don't care, mate. No one's into it. And then yesterday I heard you and Alex planning what you guys were going to do for partners. I'm like,
no,
look
we were
at
just
you.
Panicking a little bit. On Sunday night, I went to this wee shop that I always go to and it's got all these funky cards because we have agreed, like, no presents. We'll go out for a nice dins tonight.
Yeah, cool.
And so I was
Are you
like,
doing
okay.
Set menu or?
No, we're just going to walk into somewhere, hopefully.
Good luck.
Optimistically.
Good luck with it. We're just going to walk into a restaurant.
Because we tried to book other places and either it was a set menu or it was just booked out.
So you're just going to rock up
somewhere? Or they didn't take twos.
Mate, I think you've even got a book at Macca's tonight, to be honest.
So I got this card a couple of days ago, but when I walked in the other day, I think he saw it. So this morning, I had to get up early and I came back and he had left a card on my pillow. I was like, beat me to it.
That's nice.
He's beat me to it. He's in the shower. So I hadn't actually written in the card yet. I had to go write in it.
Oh, God.
And he came out of the shower and then he had one on the pillow. So we both had a card to open.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's cute.
What did you do?
Did I see little rose petals over the bed or something?
Oh, no, that was from a Nicoya candle delivery.
Did you get those out of the free delivery and scatter them over the bed?
No.
Good work. Good
no,
work,
they
babe.
They just fell out.
Yeah, good work. And Lou definitely wanted the free ZMT shirt I left for her. Nice work.
What happened with you and Lou? Because we were literally about to go on here this afternoon. No. She called you. You went bright red. And we were like, what was it about? And I could hear her gushing down the phone going, thank you. What did you do?
I hate being caught up in Valentine's Day. I hate it. I'm normally like so against it. And I was. But I had to go to the shop today and I had to get, like, I didn't go to the shop to get her a present or anything. I had to go to the shop to pick up some groceries. And as I was walking out, they had like a big flower display. And then I'm like, oh, if I get flowers, I might as well get her favorite chocolates. And then the only cards they had, because they had Valentine's Day cards.
Yeah.
Mate, they were like $8 a card.
Oh, yeah, they're not cheap.
I'm like, are you kidding? So I got a $2.50 card that said, congratulations. And then underneath I wrote,
for being my partner?
Yeah.
No, you didn't. Oh, no.
She would have been headless.
Always bringing it back to yourself.
If I said to her I spent $8 on a card, she'd bloody divorce me.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Happy Valentine's Day.
I'll tell you what. You know who I feel for today? Courier drivers.
Oh, flat tack.
Florists.
Yep.
And bloody receptionists. poor receptionists who have had to receive flower deliveries for other people.
Yeah, that's so true.
If you date a receptionist, make sure you get them something.
Yeah,
because they've had to...
It rubs the salt in the wound,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Now, look, there is a lovely girl named Nikita who works here at the radio station. Because we've got like the Herald in our building, there's sales, there's Grab One, there's...
There's many, many departments.
A lot, I'm not really sure what they do. But there's a lot of people upstairs. Now, we know Nikita, however... Nikita doesn't know our new intern, the Deviant.
Deviant Dover.
Yeah. So what we decided to do is have a bit of fun with that today. So we got the, this is great. So what we did is we got the Deviant to dress up in his little suit jacket with a bunch of flowers, go to reception and say he was here dropping off a delivery for Nikita. However, here's the catch. We wanted him to say he's a singing telegram, which exists. You can get him in New Zealand. It's crazy.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So they rock up, they sing, they give you flowers. But we wanted to play on, because Nikita's just a genuine person.
Yeah.
She doesn't like to cause trouble or anything like that. We wanted to play on that today. So we sent David in to drop off the flowers and sort of set the bait. Take a listen.
Hey, Nikita. Hello. My name's Gary. I'm from Singing Telegrams Auckland.
Hello.
I have an anonymous delivery for you.
Thank you.
As I say, it's anonymous, so I don't know who it's from.
Okay, thank you.
It's my first day and I'm meant to sing to you. Is it all good if you cover for me and I just don't sing?
It's totally fine. I have no...
Thank you so much, Nikita.
Thank you.
Okay, enjoy your flowers.
All right, so she took the flowers. She said, I'll cover for you.
Yeah, because he didn't sing.
He didn't do his job. But what about if his boss rang maybe half an hour later just as a quick customer courtesy call to say, hey, did he do a good job?
Hello, Nikita speaking.
That delivery's got to go out this afternoon. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, it's after Miss Wire, please.
It is me. Hello.
Hello, Miss Wire. My name's Graham Manning. I'm calling from Auckland Singing Telegrams. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm excellent. I was just wondering if you had your 2 minutes of your time just to get some feedback on your courier today.
Yeah, no problem.
Excellent. So I've just got a couple of new guys working for us today and I'm just trying to determine who I keep on and who I flick. You got a delivery today to Graham Street between 12 and 1?
It was a bit later.
Oh, right. How much later are we talking, like 1:30?
Maybe like half an hour ago.
Just half an hour ago?
Yeah, I think-ish.
I'm terribly sorry about that. The delivery was supposed to be done pre 2 p.m.
No, that's all right. I didn't even know about it.
No, that's okay. That's a mark for Gary. And just a couple of quick questions. He was polite, was he?
Yes.
Excellent. And when it came to the song, were you happy with the song choice?
Yes.
What song did he end up singing?
A song I did not know.
Oh. Okay. I've got on the order form that it was supposed to be an Ed Sheeran song.
Oh, yeah?
Was it an Ed?
No.
We try and instruct our couriers while they're performing to do a sway from side to side. Did he do that?
No. He was very nervous.
Right.
Didn't actually sing.
He didn't sing?
No.
Can you just hang on 1 second? Sorry, he's just come back in the office. Gary, can you come in here for a second? Do you mind? I'm just going to put you on speakerphone. I've got your courier driver here.
Okay.
Did you deliver flowers about 30 minutes ago to Miss Wire?
Yeah, I was running late, so...
Did you sing?
Yeah.
She said you didn't sing.
No, I sang.
Miss Wire, did he sing?
No.
Are you lying or is the customer?
I sang. I sang Ed Sheeran, Shape of You. I sang Ed Sheeran, Shape of You. Do you not remember?
Maybe you sung it to the wrong person.
Pack up your shit. Get out. You're done.
Are you serious?
Yep, done. Miss Wire, I'm terribly sorry about that. We'd like to send you a complimentary bunch of flowers to apologise.
Oh, it is A-OK.
No, that's fine. Don't you worry. He is out of a job now. He is gone, that man.
Oh, that's awful.
No. He didn't do his job. It's not on you. Don't you feel bad? Do you mind if we send you a complimentary bunch of flowers?
That's fine.
I'm terribly sorry about that. I guarantee you they'll be delivered by someone very different because that man is no longer working for the company. He is now unemployed, thanks to you. The courier drivers you need to be looking out for are under the names Jason PJ.
Is this a stitch up?
Happy Valentine's Day, Nikita.
Sorry.
The Jason PJ podcast.
We're heading to Japan. Strap yourself in.
What? When are we going?
No. Not just story-wise. Poor you thinking we had another free trip. You shut your laptop too.
I did. I was like, I'm ready.
I'm ready to go.
I'll give him a passport. Let's go. Always wanted to go to Japan.
I was reading a story today coming out of Japan, right? And it's got to do with the popo. And we'll discuss the police in a sec. Basically, police departments in Japan are struggling to deal with a massive problem, and it's on the rise. It's not alcohol-fueled violence.
Right.
It's not drugs, not ice epidemic, that sort of thing. It's lost umbrellas.
What?
So currently over in Tokyo, after a one rainy day, over 3,500 umbrellas are handed in as lost property to police.
What?
In one day.
What?
Over 3,500 umbrellas. Their biggest problem at the moment.
Why? Do people just put them down and then just walk off?
They lose them in the subway, that sort of stuff. So you know how like all different countries have different rules about how long they keep lost property for?
Yeah.
So Tokyo's had to bring in a ban going, look, at the end of 2 weeks, that's it. We're going to get rid of them. Because it's taking up literally all storage place in the basements of all police stations. It got me thinking, though, about what happens here with lost property. And we've spoken to Constable Bill before. He joins us now. G'day, Billy.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
I'm good.
He's our unofficial show cop.
Yeah, sorry. Jason PJ to Constable Bill. Over.
Receiving. Go ahead.
Thank you, Bill. Hey, so a question I had for you, Bill, was when it comes to lost property in New Zealand, right, when it's handed into the cops, how long have you guys got to hold on to it, and do we get it back? Because that's the myth. If you hand it in, you get the item back if no one claims it.
It depends on what the item is and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Things like cell phones generally won't go back to the finder.
Yeah.
The private information that could be on them.
Damn
of
it.
Course.
Yeah, right, gotcha. So you better keep in the
How
phone.
How many have you taken it?
No, I'm just wondering. Yeah, right.
If there's some way that we can find the owner, then the least time we have to hold them, the better.
Right.
So if we don't have to hold on to property, we're going to give it back to whoever owns it as soon as we can. It's less stuff that we have to hold, keep track of, and all that kind of stuff.
So what about, let's say stolen goods? Let's say a brand new mountain bike. There's no markings on it or anything like that. I find it, I hand it into you guys. How long till I'm getting it back?
That's really dodgy, mate.
How long till I'm getting it back?
It depends on the situation and how we keep track of things, like how it's been found. We'll certainly go to whatever efforts that we can to get it back to the right person.
I know
you've
got to say
that. I'm not sure the exact time frame.
Right.
Because it varies with different things.
Here's one for you, Constable Bill. Do you guys ever look at the lost property section like, you know, people would if they work in a restaurant at the end of the week and they go, well, no one's claimed that, and you go, dibs, I'm taking the push bite. Is that how it works? Doesn't...
Not quite. My right. job's worth that.
Okay, gotcha.
You know what? Sounds like you've stolen a bike.
No, I haven't stolen. The bike was an example. I haven't stolen a bike, Bill.
It sounded very suspicious.
I haven't stolen a bike, and you should always hand lost property in. I'm just one, you know.
No, it is actually really interesting.
Yeah, I'd love to know, actually, if you've handed any lost property into the police, did you get to keep it afterwards?
Right, so it didn't actually have any owners.
Yeah.
And they were like, mate, you've done a good deed. Here you go.
Yeah.
Take it back.
I'd love to know how long you had to wait and what did you actually get back. And Bill, as always, mate, I've learnt my lesson. I'll definitely be handing things in, mountain bikes or whatnot.
Have a good one, guys.
I know it sounds really dodgy,
He's
Bill.
He's like, I'm never affiliating myself with your show again.
I didn't steal a bike, mate. I know it comes across like that.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
All right, at the moment, we are talking about lost property. Have you handed something into the cops and then they've actually given it back to you because it didn't find a home?
A good deed came back for the good. Does that make sense?
How long are we working on that one, mate?
Kelly, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Kelly, tell us about the good deed that came back
to you. We're good.
When I was about 13, I was on my way. I just got off the bus and I was on my way home, and someone had obviously got some money out of the ATM and kind of forgotten about it, and it had blown all over the footpath.
Oh,
amazing. Right, so you collected it?
Yeah. So there was like heaps of $20 notes and stuff, and like people were just running towards it. Like literally, this is in Northland, so it's pretty difficult. But
yeah.
They were running and grabbing all this money and then just like taking off. And so I managed to pick up, I think, about free $20 note, so $60.
Stoked.
Which was heaps. Yeah, so it was heaps for a 13-year-old. And I decided to do the right thing, and I took it to the police station.
Right.
And about 90 days later, they gave me a call to say no one had claimed it, so I got to keep it.
90 days later.
Even the cop, I reckon the cop receiving $60, it almost look at you just going, mate, just take it. Came out of an ATM. No one's coming for it. Just take it.
90 days later, though. Brandon, what about you?
Hey, Brandon here. I'm not sure exactly how the system works in New Zealand.
Right.
While I was skiing overseas in Austria,
yeah.
I happened to find myself a white iPhone 4 under a layer of snow on the ski field.
Awesome. Meant. Yep.
So I picked that up and I was like, yo, just found a brand new iPhone. And then Mum and Dad were like, no, none of this. We're taking it to the police station.
Oh, yes, Mum, yeah.
I was 15 at the time, so I had this big unhappy face on. I was like, oh, come on. But anyway, they took it off to the police station and they said, within a year, if no one claims it, we'll send it to you.
Oh, mate, that is so the longest year of your life.
Yeah, I know. It was great, right? And I was like, oh, how are we going to get this back? Because I'm obviously a Kiwi living over here. I thought, bugger. So we put down my mate's address, who lives overseas in Europe.
Yeah.
And within a year, the Austrian police sent the phone to them with a letter stating that this is from the police, this is protocol, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then straight after that, they sent it to me over here, and I got myself a brand new iPhone.
The only thing it sucks is by the time it would have got here, a newer iPhone would have come out.
Yeah, a few new models, eh?
That was the case. Yeah. But anyway, it still ran pretty good for about a year, so
there you go.
I was stoked with that.
Free phone. It's a free phone.
All right, Nick, what did you take, and then it came back to you?
A few years ago, I was over in Australia on holiday, and I found a wad of cash, about $500, under one of those gaming machines.
Oh, yeah.
And I handed it in, and they said, you know, if it wasn't claimed, I'd send it back to me in New Zealand. So I gave them my address and that. And about 6 months later, they sent me back $50 Aussie, so they kept the other $450 for themselves, and I ended up with $50.
Oh, Nick, mate.
But yeah, so it was a good wad of cash as well. There's definitely more than $50 in there.
See, I always think, Nick, with money, you don't know whose cash it is, and like it just, you know what I mean. If it's a mobster or something like that, you don't want to be stealing money from the mob. If I got in the back of a cab and there was like $4,000 there, I'd probably hand it in.
Yeah, you don't want to be.
Yeah, I'd say
messing with the wrong.
I'd say I found $3,000, but I'd hand it. I'm stirring.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Thursday night's going to be a bit of fun, isn't it?
Yes, we are doing ZM swipe right parties around the country.
Have you gone to the bar and started without me?
I'm really battling to talk today. I just have these days sometimes. Our swipe right parties, they're going on around the country. Yes, we're going to be in Wellington on Thursday night at the establishment, so make sure you register at ZM Online.
Right. Now, Paige and I are doing a race to pick up because we want to make it a bit interesting. We want to have a bit of fun with it. So we've each adopted a single person who's coming along. Paige's got Maddie, a bloke. I've got a girl named Steph.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday we ran a bit of a contest and I won Steph a $300 makeover.
Yeah, we played a romance quiz. I can't believe you beat me on that.
Thank you. So Thursday before the show, I'm actually going to take Steph shopping.
I can't wait to see the final result.
I'm pretty good.
You're going to back yourself in so
hard. I am,
look
mate.
Look at you. You're so excited.
I don't want to talk myself up, but I nail it when it comes to picking a dress. So for other people.
Yeah.
It sounds like I wear dresses at home. I don't.
It's fine if you do.
Totally
no judgment.
Cool. Totally cool. I'd probably wear blue if I had to wear one. Blue looks brings out my eyes, but I don't. Just so you know, I don't. So we're doing a race to pick up. Whoever can pick up first, like out of our singles.
Define pick up. You mean just like we've exchanged numbers.
Kiss.
Okay, kiss.
I think a kiss.
Okay.
A kiss is like whoever picks up first with a kiss.
Okay.
All right. So I want to make things interesting. Currently sitting on hold, we have A and B. We don't know who's on what line, Maddie or Steph. Correct,
okay.
Peach?
Correct.
What I would like to do is play a game where you pick a phone line, pick up line 10 or pick up A, pick up B.
Okay.
All right? Whoever you pick up, that person will get a 60-minute penalty.
Oh, no!
And won't be able to enter the party until an hour into the party. Giving the other person 60 minutes to prey on unsuspecting singles.
Okay.
And hopefully close a kiss.
Okay.
Are you up for it?
This is where my psychic ability comes in.
60
play.
Minutes is good, isn't it? 60's a long time.
60's a long, that's a big head start.
God, mate. I reckon Steph, maybe one or two kisses in 60 minutes.
I'm feeling good vibes over
I'm not saying, you know, she's still What do you think? What do you think?
I'm getting good vibes over A. So I think that might be my one, and I think your one might be B. So I'm going to get you to pick up line B.
So whoever you pick up...
Yeah, that's who gets the one-hour penalty.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think B.
I'm really hoping it's not Steph. If Steph goes in with a $300 makeover and an hour's head start, we've got this in the bag. Are you locking in B?
Yeah.
Hello, line B. Who's there? Hello? Hello?
Hello, line B.
Maddie or Steph, who's there? Have they dropped out?
No. Well, no, why don't we go to A and then we can find out.
They dropped out. Okay, we'll go to A.
No.
The person who will not get the penalty is on line A. Who's that?
It's Steph.
Damn it!
Yes! Yes!
Damn it.
Steph!
You're rigging this whole thing.
Steph, we've got an hour head start.
Oh.
And not only that, PJ's guy doesn't even know how to use a phone, so we've got this in the bag.
You really do. Damn it. Well done, Steph.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Oh,
you know what your opening line should be, Steph?
What?
Hi, I'm Steph. I know how to use a mobile. Do you like my new dress? Like, mate, you need to have a chat with your boy.
Well, he wants to look like Jason Statham. I'm going to rock that with him.
I can tell you now, though, Jason Statham knows how to use a mobile. Like, all I'm saying is, you know, if he's going to write down people's phone numbers, he can't be like, hang on, let me write down your phone
if
number.
If you're going to take the piss out of my contestant, I can take the piss out of how you say Jason Statham.
Damn it.
Every time.
Hey, Steph, I'll speak to you tomorrow, okay?
Oh, no worries.
I've got some ideas for the look on Thursday night.
Okay.
I'm thinking...
She's so not keen.
I'm thinking glam meets Sex in the City.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
You are from across the ditch, and I did see this story earlier today because it has been so hot over there. In all seriousness, it's been you would not survive.
Not anymore. I mean, like we were winching here yesterday. It was like 25 degrees. Back home in Oz, it was getting up to 45.
So hot.
Try using a hair straightener in 45. That's not happening.
There is one fed up service station in New South Wales,
right?
Because a lot of people have been coming into the shop and actually shoving their money down their tops, in their undies, or in their socks.
They've been shoving it down there in the shops?
No, they've obviously been storing it in there and then they go to pay with money that's actually been in there.
Oh, yeah, right.
And in this weather, it's really sweaty.
Right.
So they've actually had to write a note on the door saying, attention customers, due to hot and humid weather, we're no longer accepting boob, jock or sock money. Questionable moist notes and coins will also be declined. We apologise for any inconvenience, but actually, it's quite gross. Thank you.
Moist notes.
It's so gross.
Like, we've got plastic currency back there.
Yeah.
Like, how much sweat do you
pump?
Oh.
I still do that.
What?
Well, when I go, like, if I've been at the gym.
Carry around notes.
No, if I've been at the gym, like,
yeah.
I don't want to take my wallet with me or my clutch or anything.
So where do you put the cash?
I just put it down my top.
Right, so it's like...
Not in my underpants, no. But I just put it down
Have
my
you
top.
Ever put it in your undies?
Oh, well, I can't rule out anything.
So you will put, like, a $20 note in your bra.
But the thing is, I won't want them to see me actually take it out as I get in the shop. So what I'll do... is I'll do it down the road, about 50 metres, yeah.
Perfect. So it looks like you're playing with your boobs 50 metres down the road, not in a shop.
It's probably not
That's great.
Actually that much better, is it?
People are probably driving past going, hey, it's that chick from the radio. Oh, no, she's just standing on a street corner playing with the boobs. Mate, that looks great. Also, I will point out, money on skin. Do you know how filthy money is?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't done it recently, but I do it sometimes.
Yeah.
So it's a good reminder.
Or in your case... How dirty your boobs have been.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
On the weekend, right, we had Lou's friend Ollie in town.
Yeah.
Right, who was like a...
Yeah, they went out for dinner Saturday night.
Yeah, they went out for dinner Saturday
What'd
night.
What'd you do?
I just looked after the boys.
Oh, nice.
Bit of a quiet one at home. Ordered pizza and played some PlayStation.
Yeah, that's what I was waiting for.
I had a man night. It was nice. And then I was like, I'm going to stay up all night. I was in bed by 9:30. I was cool. But anyway, on Sunday, right,
yeah.
I was like, I'm going to take the missus out for lunch while she's got a friend here as well. Like, I'll take them both out for lunch.
To try and impress the friend.
No, Jase, you know.
You literally just said it like that.
Okay. All right. Try and impress the friend. And also the missus, like, she deserved, you know, a day out.
Nice.
So I took Ollie and Lou to a beautiful restaurant, Madame Wu's.
Oh,
there's
nice.
One in Queenstown.
Oh, their hawker rolls are insane.
Oh, mate. pork belly hawker roll, I'm done. And this isn't, like, I paid for it. This isn't a free plug. I'm not living on free hawker. That could have came out wrong. but, yeah, so there's one here, right? And it's quite like it's like sort of Asian fusion.
Yeah.
I'd say pretty nice restaurant.
Yeah, it is.
Like, and we had the boys with us as well, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, let's go here. And then I was like, oh, I don't know if I should go there. Like, I got the kids with me.
Right.
You know, like, it's a pretty nice restaurant.
Would they come and sit down with you?
Yeah, they'd sit there in, like, a high chair and stuff like that. You can't leave them in the car. That's against the law.
No, I know that.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that.
I was going to say, is there, like, a designated area?
Like a bike rack? Can no, I can I chain my children to a bike rack?
Bike rack.
You know how you say...
There's not a kids area.
No, there's no playground in the restaurant.
I'm just new to this whole thing.
You know how you say to me, hey, anytime you want me to look after your boys?
This is why I'm not allowed.
It's 100% gotcha. Why. Yeah, cool. I'll drive past and go, oh my God, PJ's chained them to a bike rack.
No, I would never do that.
Well, probably not. anyway, we're sitting in there and I'm like, I feel a little uncomfortable already because I've already got the boys in there, but I'm trying to impress Lou. And then next minute, a giant stretch Hummer pulls up right at the door.
Yeah.
And about 10, 11-year-old girls jump out, walk in, and take up half the restaurant with an 11-year-old birthday party.
Get out.
At a really nice restaurant
like
that.
Well, like midday.
Like midday, there they are.
And they're riding in a limo.
Yeah. We got there in my car, which is covered in shit. Like, you know.
Yeah.
And like the giant Hummer backs in, the Hummer waits for them. They're in there having a birthday party.
That would be the sickest birthday party.
I'm hearing you. Meanwhile, I'm trying to impress the missus. I'm sitting there going, well, I've been outdone. I've got to go unchain my kids on the bike rack and get out of here.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
I know you've worked at David Jones before. Have you ever worked in hospitality?
No. you know what, though? I reckon, I actually think I'd go all right.
You'd be good.
I'd be pretty good with customer service.
Actually, no, you'd be Gordon Ramsay-esque. You'd be very Gordon Ramsay-esque. this picture's gone viral and it's come out of Starbucks. And it is basically, this would have to be the most difficult order someone has ever put in. Like, people can go pretty hard out at Starbucks. Like, you get the opportunity to be quite creative with your order.
Some of the times I won't offer. If I'm doing a coffee run around here, you don't do it in an office because someone will be like, can I get a chai latte with skim milk?
I can't even translate half of this stuff because there's quite a lot of stuff which is in code. But basically, they've asked for a grande, vanilla bean powder, frappuccino with heavy cream, lactose-free milk, and a venti cup, no water, honey, ex-caramel drizzle. When I say X, that's extra Greek yogurt, foam, 34 degrees, strawberry, ahead frappuccino chips, no whipped cream, add agave, 0.3 of a shot with almond milk.
One sec. This is all one drink.
Yes.
Oh.
Surely someone's happy. I'm not even halfway through it. Half a shot with soy milk, 0.14 of a shot with cream, no ice, stevia, coconut flakes, matcha powder.
I've got a mate who I won't go to Macca's with because he gets a quarter pound of a meat and cheese only. And especially if we're in the drive-thru.
What do they normally have?
Oh, like pickles, tomato ketchup. It's got the mustard, onions on there.
I've had a vegetarian friend who would literally ask for a cheeseburger without the meat.
Are you serious? Yeah. What, just a slice of cheese between two buns?
Yeah.
Mate. Yes, producer Alex.
My girlfriend does one at Burger Phil. It's a real punisher.
You sound almost exhausted.
Yeah, because I usually have to make the order. It's right. Embarrassing. She gets the V-twin veggie.
Yeah.
She changes it to the gluten-free option. Plus takes out the onion, the tomato, and the plum sauce and adds an extra aioli. So you imagine saying that to the person on the phone.
So hang on, wait.
You can hear them like,
ugh. Is that just lettuce in a bun with aioli?
Yeah, pretty much.
Essentially?
And the double veggie patty. Yeah. Don't forget the double veggie patty.
Oh, sorry.
Mate, you removed the double veggie patty. If you do work in hospitality, what's the wankiest order you've got?
You can't say wanky.
You can.
Difficult. Like what's the most difficult order
you've had? Deal with people and they just, like, they come up with a bit of an order and you're like, yep, no worries, won't be a sec, you massive wanker.
That is actually going to take me 10 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, actually, you know what? If you're the wanker. If you know your order is just crazy as well and you're high maintenance, give us a call.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Do you work in hospitality and have to deal with people giving wanky orders?
We've just been talking about this ridiculous Starbucks order that's gone viral. There are about 19 different ingredients and details, a host of other extremely specific requirements.
Yeah, just, you know, people with high maintenance orders. G'day, Cam, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
We're good. All right. Are you the one that receives the wanky order or do you give it?
Yep, I received it. I'm working at Subway, and I had about a 17 order sub, and like 17 subs, and they all had their salads and sauces on. And then after all of that, they asked them to be toasted, so we had to remake all of them.
But don't you ask them, like, in that order, you know, everyone steps up, you walk along.
Yeah, there's 17 like, no. at once, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah, they said no. And then they're like, oh, sorry, we wanted them toasted, sorry.
Everyone knows. Got to toast them before the meat goes on, mate. Everyone knows.
I'm looking at your facials, and I think you don't think that that was that hard work.
No. I was actually thinking you just want to tell them where to go at that point. Like, yeah. If you've just made it. I hate whoever invented the customer is always right didn't work in hospitality.
Grace, hello.
Hi.
Are you the one with the order or have you had the order done to you?
Oh, no, I have the orders.
Okay.
All right. How high maintenance are you, Grace?
We get, like, people who order, like, cheeseburgers and just ask for, like, sauce on them. What is the most stupid thing I've ever heard of?
Where do you work?
I work at McDonald's.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
That would be one of my friends.
So just sauce on a bun?
And then we'll have, like,
yeah.
people who ask for, like, sauces and they'll add, like, chocolate sauce to it. There's nowhere to put stupid chocolate sauce.
Well, hang on a second. Hang on. Hang on.
Jace has been one of these customers.
Grace. I drove past a bloody sign on the way to work today. It says Macca's are doing ice cream cones and it's got the chocolate sauce over it.
Yeah, but not like the sundae sauce. That's like the chocolate dip sauce.
Oh, sorry, mate. Maybe put that on the billboard. My bad. God.
So someone's had a soft spot.
I'm just sticking up for the soft serve lovers out there.
Hello, Kat. What about you?
Hi. I used to work as a barista.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a girl that came in every single day who would ask for me specifically because no one else could make it. It was a large extra shot flat white.
Yeah.
Yep.
And she didn't want to see any milk at all on the top. It had to be completely brown. So that was hard enough as it is.
How do you
and then
do that?
It had to be 72 degrees. Every time, and she had her own little temperature gauge that she took in to make
no.
sure. She has a portable temperature gauge that she takes into the cafe.
Yeah, she must have like bought it from hospitality supplies or something, but she came in with it every day.
God, mate, if she's carrying around a bloody temperature gauge, buy her a bloody pod machine, get her to make her own coffees at home.
I know, and the worst thing was, I was working at McCafe at the time, and it's like, you can't be that judgy at McCafe. Like, go somewhere a little bit nicer.
Well, mate, with that attitude, I wonder why you're not working there anymore.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
ZM's $50,000 secret sound. Tell me what the secret sound is.
Hey, so I was just thinking, right? I'm about to say hello and introduce him, but Propeller Hat Gary, the soundkeeper's here.
Yeah.
Like, I know he's got a missus and everything, but how hot would it look for him to be a guy giving away 30K today? Like, I'm just saying.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I'm looking out for you. I don't know if you're happy in your relationship, but you know, if you're not.
I'm mate, pretty sure he's pretty happy.
Chicks love that. A guy gives out 30K on Valentine's Day. It's a good look for you.
Don't we want to claim it? Like, if it goes on our show, don't we claim it?
Just trying to talk him into it, mate.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay, cool. Oh, yeah. You look great. You look really do you good.
My eyebrows are going up and down right now trying to figure out what you're both on about.
We're just trying to butter you up, to be honest. All right, $30,000 is the ZM secret sound. That is what it's currently worth. This is the sound. Let's go to the phones.
Hello, Laura.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
Happy Valentine's Day, by the way.
Oh, thanks. You too.
How long have you been deliberating over this answer at home?
Since last week.
All right, Laura.
Here's the sound. For $30,000, I hope you've been following the clues and checking the previous guesses at ZM Online. What do you want to lock in?
Is it a can opener?
A can opener?
Yeah.
So, like, clipping onto the can and then winding it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
I can see that. Is it? Has that already been guessed?
No, it hasn't. No, it hasn't.
Hang on. Yes. No, think about it. And then you go again. And then you turn again.
That is good.
And then you turn again.
Yeah, that's good, Laura.
Bloody hell, Laura, you could be onto something here.
You might be onto a winner.
Gary?
Laura, how confident are you in this?
I don't know.
Can you give me a percent, maybe?
Maybe like 98%.
Oh, that intense music does not help the situation.
98%.
Go for the guess.
Laura, here's what I want to do. I don't want this answer on the record books. So I'd love to just scratch it right now for $1,000.
Jesus, you're not mucking around.
$1,000 straight out the gates.
I just want to give you $1,000.
So $1,000.
Cash in hand.
But that's it. And she doesn't get an answer on the guess.
We just wave you away.
She walks away.
Yeah, I'd like to do that.
Mate, I think it's...
No, I want to find out if it's is or not.
Hang on. See, I get it. You know when you turn it and then you turn it again.
It's convincing. But it's $1,000. There's been a lot of convincing guesses.
Laura, it's $1,000.
Let's not lure her into a false sense of security.
No. This has got to be your call. But $1,000, take it and leave it, walk away. Or do you want to say, no, forget the money, I want to go for the 30K?
I want to go for the
30K. Oh, I can't watch. I'm going to go sit in the corner.
Gary, for $30,000, is the ZM Secret Sound a can opener?
It's incorrect.
Son of a bitch!
Sorry, Laura.
Oh, at least I know that.
Oh.
That one hurt. I'll be honest. That one hurt. Mate. How do you...
Is someone screaming in the background? He's like, ah!
You sleep all right at night? Like, you toss and turn, you...
I haven't been sleeping well lately.
Right. That's a lot of pressure.
I thought it was warm. But...
No, bloody wonder why.
Jason PJ, the podcast. Spy.co.nz.
Supermodel Bella Hadid has spoken out about her breakup from the weekend for the very first time. She spoke to Teen Vogue. And she's been everywhere, like, for Fashion Week during in New York.
Yeah.
And she said, look, this was my first breakup, and it was so public. It's been a really hard time for her. She said, as an outsider, you might think I handled it really well, but it's always in your heart and you always feel it really heavily, and it will be hard for quite some time. She says, love hurts, but you have to pull through. I'll always respect him and I'll always love him. Found this interesting. She said, sometimes you want to be sad about it or handle it differently, but at the end of the day, you never want to burn that bridge that you fought so hard to build.
You shouldn't be doing breakup stories on Valentine's Day, mate.
Oh, yeah. It's bad timing, isn't it?
Yeah, like anybody that's been through a breakup right now.
No, it's like a tribute to their love, you know. She's still looking back with fond memories, you know. She still respects him. And meanwhile, poor...
He's out there and he's moved on.
Yeah, and like there's literally headlines. I just saw this about 4 hours ago. Selena Gomez and The Weeknd are falling for each other. That must be so hard.
Bella should go hook up with Jason JB. Derulo. Yeah, Jason Derulo. Now he's rocking the same look. Yeah. I still can't get it. I saw more photos today.
So similar.
If you missed it, Jason Derulo is rocking The Weeknd's hair look.
He was just waiting for him to cut it off.
Yeah, he's just been at home, you know, growing the dreads, just waiting for The Weeknd to shave it. Yep, here we go. I'm on.
That is your spy. Breakout artist Thea returns with a stunning second single called Champagne Supernova. You can check it out now.
Jason PJ. Weekday afternoons from 3 on ZM.